Welcome back. Let's go on with the rest of this bulletin. Afghanistan Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah has claimed victory in the presidential polls before any official announcement by the electoral body.
Based on the current situation, the election will not go to a second round, and the Stability and Convergence Team will establish the future government.
A senior official from the Independent Election Commission slammed Abdullah's announcement as premature. President Ashraf Ghani's running mate, Amrullah Saleh, also claimed earlier that his team had won more than 60% of the vote. Afghanistan's presidential election was held on 28th of September. Preliminary results are expected on 17th of October. Final results are due on 7th of November. If no candidate wins 51% of the ballots, a second round will be held between the two leading contenders. Now, Press TV correspondent Amin Alami says Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, has been accused of violating the Constitution after making comments about the results of the presidential election.
Amrullah Saleh, the first deputy of Ashraf Ghani, he indirectly blamed Abdullah Abdullah, the leader of the team of Stability and Convergence, for violating Afghanistan's constitution. The IEC officials here in Kabul also said that such move by the leader of Stability and Convergence team is a bright example of violating of Afghanistan's constitution as well as the Afghan election law. The people of Afghanistan are worried. They are worried because they say that their country will possibly take them into another crisis. This comes while many others here believe that a possible civil war is also possible because if the main players in Afghanistan do not agree on forming such a government or something like a national unity government, then the country will face more violence and war.